Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfarin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 534, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 38, Thunderstruck.
Nope, try again. Bigger.
Thunderstruck!
There it is. Angus Young didn't wear tiny, tiny pants, so you could say Thunderstruck like a regular person, Josh.
Part two, Angus Young plays the guitar.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't.
Yeah, but he still wore the tiny pants for this, so.
That's true. He's like in his 80s and he still wears the tiny pants.
He's dedicated.
It's a commitment.
It aired November 20th, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Andrew Merrifield. This is it, Josh.
This is it. The final thunder.
Thunder. Is there a mashup of those two songs, do you think? I bet there probably is.
Oh, I'm sure there is somewhere.
I feel like that would be pretty good. Mashup song.
I was off about Angus. He's only 66, but still, okay. That's pretty old to be wearing tiny pants.
It's pretty old to be wearing pants that tight. And also, dude seems a lot older. And that's, I don't mean that in a mean way. Just like people used to, especially rock stars, they lived harder, you know, back then. On my James Bond podcast, Spectre, when we started, my co-host Matt J of the Super Sentai Brothers was the same age as Sean Connery was in Dr. No, in the first James Bond movie. They were the same age. Sean Connery did look like he was 25 years older.
Yeah. Sean Connery looked like he was like 67 in that first one.
Yeah, he looked old, and he never, like, there was one point where he looked really old, and then the next movie he was a little younger, and then the next movie he was like an extremely old man, like.
And then by the next one, it was when his hair was white and he was half bald.
Well, I mean, he always wore a wig. Like his like the secret of James Bond is you've never seen Sean Connery's real hair on screen.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and then also Roger Moore, who was there for a long time. He had 7 movies, which is the most of anybody. There is a point, it's between, I think it's after Moonraker, and it goes Moonraker, and then For Your Eyes Only, and then For Your Eyes Only, that guy is an old man, and then in the next one, he is an ancient grandpa, and like, it's bananas how, but then like Daniel Craig, like, still kind of looks the same as he did 15 years ago when he started being James Bond. He's a little older, but he's not the same amount of older as those other guys.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you eat all the preservatives that are in our food nowadays. Is it? Yeah, it preserves you also.
It preserves you from the inside out. Anyway, if you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. This is the last episode, so you should go back and listen to a couple more. Or maybe you're really excited for SPD and you got here early, in which case, hold on to your butts. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have the DVDs. And I guess afterwards, we just can throw them away, right? If we don't need to watch Dino Thunder? I guess I can just toss. I don't have a fancy collection like you do, but
it's one and done. I think they're just disposable.
Yeah.
One-time use DVDs.
Yeah, so I'm just going to throw mine out as soon as we finish watching it. And that'll be good for the environment, I guess. I actually, the other day, I went looking for the two box sets of Power Rangers that I'm missing, the like 8 through 12 and 13 through 17.
Yeah.
I found the 13 through 17, which I feel like I should get because it was relatively reasonable. You cannot find the other one nowadays.
Really?
I just straight up regular Googled it, and like it would give me websites like TV shows on DVDcheap.com, and I was like, I don't know if this is a place I want to give my money. Like, this could just be a place where you put your credit card information in and then we just steal it. Like, we could just do that. There was one, I like Googled, like, is this website real? Is this a real good website? And like two of the three were like, I don't think it's a real website, man. And then one of them was like, it seems real, but like, who can tell on at the end of the day?
And then one of them was like, yes, great website. Use, please.
Great website. Love this one. Give them your money. the one that was like, it could be real is like, it's been around for a while. And like, they let you use PayPal so you can like get your money back if it's fake. And that's good. So,
but like, that's like a PayPal insurance, right?
Yeah.
So if I pay a scammer through PayPal and then PayPal gives me my money back, that scammer still gets the money, no?
Yeah, probably. is probably, I don't know.
That's the ultimate scam. Because they'll ping them and it'll be like, oh, the IP is in like Hong Kong or whatever, so we can't look for them.
Yeah, or it's just like this account we're going to shut down. Like if it's like a real scam, but like if it's just like through, like if you do it through eBay, it's like, I just never got it. And they're like, well, here's your money back.
You just make a new Gmail and start a new account, a new PayPal account.
Well, I'm sure PayPal has some sort of method against these, but I don't know. This is all to say this. I did not buy the other two ones because I was nervous. So, but I might, because my shelf, it could use two more. It could use the other two.
It could use two big boxes of Power Rangers.
So I emailed Shout Factory and was like, hey, Netflix is taking them away and I'm a Power Ranger podcast. Would you like to give me them? I did not hear back. So... I don't know.
So they don't even have it on there anymore?
No, they're sold out on there.
Mm. Well, they might come back.
Maybe, but I don't know now that Hasbro has them. I don't know like what the DVD rights are. Because like they don't have any of the – this is all only like pre-new Saban stuff. So like I don't know what the rules are at all anymore.
Yeah, because this ends on RPM?
Yeah.
I can't see my second box set is behind Tales from the Crypt because we ran out of shelf space, so I can't see it from here.
Yeah, it ends at RPM, and so I don't know. So if anybody has one that they would like to sell, hit me up, and I will buy it from you. I did go on eBay, and I was like, anybody have one? And I think they had two. One of them was like $190, and I was like, no, obviously. And the other one said it was the box set, but what it actually was just the five seasons that would have been in the box set shrink wrapped together.
Well, at least it wasn't just like the empty cardboard sleeve that the box set is inside of.
That's another thing I'm very worried about.
Just make sure you like, read all the item descriptions of anything that the picture is it in a box, because chances are pretty high that it's just the box that you're bidding on.
The amount of people that bought like PS4 boxes when the PS4 first dropped is kind of hilarious, but also
yeah, it happened a lot with the Wii too, I remember.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh god, yeah. I waited
Wii
in line.
Boxes were selling for like $500. Yeah,
and they get them and be like, oh, I want my money back, and eBay's like, it says it's just a box, like you should have read what you were buying. Anyway, Josh, do you want to go watch the finale of Dino Thunder? Do you want to go put these kids to bed?
It's past their bedtime.
It is. They're teenagers. Yeah,
they've got prom in the morning, so they have to go to bed.
Dino Thunder power up. And we're back, and we just watched Thunderstruck Part 2.
Ooh.
I don't want to, I'm not going to spoil anything. I am going to spoil a thing that doesn't happen.
All right.
And that is that the truck only is gone.
It's gone. They only
Truck's
used
gone.
It for 5 minutes.
Truck was in 5 minutes of one episode. It was in the intro for about 15 episodes, and now is gone.
Yeah.
And will
like
never
you...
come back.
If you took the collective footage of it from the intro and put it together, that is longer than it was on screen in an actual episode.
I have to imagine it was. Do you think SPD is going to have a big truck too?
How else are they going to blow up the bad guy base if they don't have a big truck?
I feel like they're like, if they don't show it, they like lose some sort of tax break for buying a big truck, you know? Like,
here's the thing, like it's for a toy.
Yeah, it's because they right. have the mold of a big truck toy, and they're like, we're going to get our money out of it.
If you just made a big truck toy and put the Dino Thunder logo on the side of it, kids would buy it.
Yeah, I don't know if the people making the toys at that time or even now remember when I would buy literally any Ninja Turtle that
Anything.
There was. It like, oh, it was on the show for one episode. Was it? I don't remember. I don't care. I just need this like... Goop Man. My favorite Ninja Turtles toys that I had as a kid were never on the show. It was the ones as them as the Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
Those ones were dope. I don't remember who was who. I think Mikey was a mummy, and I think Leo was Dracula.
That tracks. That all sounds right. And then Raph's probably your Wolf Man.
Yeah.
And then Donnie's the Invisible Man. It's just an empty box.
It's an empty box. It's one of those like ugly clear ones. They're like, we used clear. And I'm like, that is white, but you can call it clear. I can see through it a little bit, but not the way you want. I think he might have been Frankenstein. Yeah. Somebody, I think Raph might have been a Frankenstein, but no, he seems more like a wolfman.
Yeah, Frankenstein comes from science, so I can see that being Donnie.
You would have to do a machine to get a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, so maybe that was done. Anyway, those were my favorite toys. They were never anywhere. You can literally put any toys out, and if kids are excited enough about the show, they will convince their parents to buy it for them. Like
Batman does the same thing. Here's like Arctic Freeze Batman.
He's all white
with like a blue cape. does nothing. Here's like a submarine Batman that comes with like a little propeller he can hold and swim around in your bathtub. He's like neon yellow. I had one. He was pretty sweet.
I think that's my dream comic to write for DC is just a Batman comic where I have to use all of the outfits that the toys came in. I have to give him a reason to have those. anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes of the show up through Time Force, including the Bobos, which we're going to have to be doing some Bobos soon. We probably have recorded. By the time this airs, we probably have recorded the Q&A, but just in case we haven't, send them in. I'll probably also say this on Twitter just to cover our bases.
Right. Otherwise, how will we get any?
No one. Yeah, it'll be no. That'll be a short episode, though, so then maybe that'll be nice. There's also the archive feed, which has the first 10 seasons of the show. You can email us, littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Apple Podcasts. Enjoy a nice, crunchy apple. Apple style. No, you don't got to bake it. You don't got to put caramel on it.
You just pluck it off the tree, rub it on your shirt, and take a big chunk out of it.
Big old chomp. Get down on that apple. This one's a Honeycrisp. You can leave us a rating and review. We're also on the other places. You can leave us a rating and review there. You know where they are by now. I'm out of jokes. hopefully not. We still have to talk about this episode of Power Rangers. I think I have a couple jokes left in me.
You're out of that specific joke.
I'm out of that one. And honestly, hey, I don't want to part the kimono too much. I do not know what I'm doing for the bit next season. So it's going to be a fun time for everybody. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as $1 a month. You can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. That's where I put the Frankencasts now. So there will be, like, every week, there's only going to be one episode during the bonus times, but I will make a Frankencast at the end of the week as a second episode only for patrons. So if you want to hear us talk about, just for today example, how bad Walmart is, and I don't know what else we've talked about.
There was something. What was it?
It's been up to 15 minutes, so who can tell? Who can tell? That's where you can listen to it. A lot of us talking about Apple dishes. That happened a lot this season because there's not as many as you might think, if you can imagine.
They had to really stretch to get 37. So.
Yeah. And I don't even know if I got all 37. I feel like there were some that I did skip. I don't think we have any new patrons. Let me double check that real quick.
I did check for reviews and there's no new ones there. So,
no new patrons, no new reviews, no new patrons. There are two new emails though. And they say, don't read this until after you have watched it. And we've watched it.
We have watched it.
We haven't talked it yet, but we have watched it. So I'm just going to read these because I looked through them and nothing seems like they're going to blow any reveals. First is from Cameron, subject title, behind the scenes info. All caps, only read after you've watched Thunderstruck Part 2, which we have done now. Cameron says, hey guys, firstly, loving the podcast. I personally thought your episode, Shire Pro Wrestling, that corresponded with the PR episode, Fighting Spirit, was one of your best episodes to date. Oh, thank you. It's nice to know we can still get best episodes in our advanced age.
Yeah, we've been in our 11th hour.
I laughed constantly for approximately 30 to 45 seconds, when one of you used the phrase Trentosaurus Mark II. I don't remember that because I dump my RAM after every episode, but I'm glad you like that joke. Anyway, I thought I'd share some more behind-the-scenes facts about this season. I have three bits of info to share. Firstly, according to Doug Sloan on Ranger Board, Power Rangers ratings were in decline after Ninja Storm, and he personally asked JDF to be the mentor on this season. Obviously, JDF agreed, but had he not, the mentor slash Black Ranger for this season would have been a scientist by the name of Edward Payne.
Ooh. Dr. Payne.
Dr. Payne. When JDF signed on, they basically changed the character into Tommy, hence why Tommy has suddenly become a science teacher and an expert in dinosaurs in only 7 years, apparently. That's a long enough time to get a doctorate.
I think so. It's a long enough time to give up on your race car dreams and get a dino doctorate.
Look, I don't think that is, like, incorrect. if I think of where I wanted to be, not even 7 years, like 10 years ago, like when I got out of high school to where I am now, I did not think I would be doing podcasts talking about Power Rangers. That was not even a thing. So it makes it. He obviously did it better because he has job prospects, and I don't really, you know. But that's I like that they were like, Tommy, we need, like, JDF, we need you back. We need something. No one's gonna watch Power Rangers again if we don't.
They flash the dragon signal in the sky.
He's like, I'm not doing anything.
Save us, JDF.
Because this is way before like the con circuit really blew up. So like he didn't have that to fall back on. Two, according to Jeff Perrazzo, in a 2014 interview with No Pink Spandex, there was going to be more done with Trent's character post him being removed from the Evil White Ranger. Oh, okay. That would have been nice.
What happened?
And I'm pretty sure you guys would not be surprised to hear this, but he and Kira would have been involved in a romance, and Tommy would have apparently given both of them tips, having been in a similar situation some 10 years ago. That would have been cute.
That would have been cute and good.
That would have been great.
Instead, we had to get another clip show in.
There were four clips. Unfortunately, apparently Papa Wall is pretty similar to Papa Heim regarding their no kissing policy, which unfortunately is something that continues through the Disney era in varying degrees, regrettably. So if you're wondering why Trent got basically no character development in the back half of Dino Thunder, there's your answer. It's because they decided not to, I guess.
I've seen Disney movies, like Disney Channel original movies, and there's kissing.
They do kisses in those.
So that's stupid.
What's his name got a kiss from Z3? And that came out the same year this did.
Yeah.
Z3's over there kissing. Why can't Trent and Kira get a kiss in?
Ridiculous.
True is what it is. And number three, according to Jackie Marchand, in a 2014 interview with the Toku Ladies podcast, Haley was going to be revealed as same-sex attracted in the finale. I mean, as close as you can get to same-sex attracted in 2004 children's TV. She was going to be revealed to be going to traveling to Europe with a girlfriend. This apparently got into one of the final drafts, but got cut for time.
For time, air quotes.
For time, yeah. You won't let
a boy and a girl kiss. You're gonna tell me you're gonna let Haley have a girlfriend?
Yeah,
come on.
No, there's no way. I think that would have been great if Haley was like, "Oh yeah, me and a friend who's a girl are going to Europe," and we'd all be like, "Uh huh, okay, we get you. Have fun, have a good time."
It would have been fine. It's a little weird for them to just drop it right at the end.
There's a part at the end where they're like talking about what they're going to do next, and a couple people get like, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?" But like Haley obviously is just like, spoilers, she's doing something downstairs. And like, I think it would have been nice if she would have been upstairs to talk about that, because she does disappear towards the end. I don't even think we see her in the big end scene with everybody. I don't recall seeing her.
I don't think so.
Anyway, thanks so much for another awesome season. I look forward to seeing what you think of SPD. Cheers, Cameron. I'm excited for SPD. I know very little about it, but it seems like more of a TV show than Power Rangers usually is, and I'm excited about that.
We'll see. That's how this one started.
It did. It is how this one started. We'll find out in a month or so. And this one is from Sam. It says, read after finishing Dino Thunder. Hey, Jake and Josh. That's us.
Hey,
what's up? How's it going? Welcome to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed Dino Thunder. It was my favorite. It was my season as a kid. I missed a word. My first season as a kid. So I have a lot of nostalgia for it, although it's still great hearing you make fun of it for 40 episodes, especially the one where Elsa tries to kill them in their dreams. Boy, what a bad episode that was. Not sure if you knew this, but one of the DVD extras for Dino Thunder was a 10-minute mini episode featuring Kira and Ethan set after the finale. It was a promotional stunt for SPD and featured shots from the SPD Sentai before they had cast any of the actors for the season. It kind of spoils the suits and the Megazord, but Kira and Ethan have real great chemistry, so it might be worth it to watch. And there's a link to it from YouTube, so we will definitely have to watch that.
What was it?
It's like a, just like a 10 minute, like, hey, SPD's coming up, but here's Kira and Ethan talking about how SPD's coming up, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, we can check that out. Maybe we'll close the Bobos with that.
There's, do you have, hey, do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
There's a movie that Kira's in called Agent Alien that also features Mark Dacascos and
Who's
Billy
that?
Zane.
Billy you Zane, know? I know. I don't know who Mark Dacascos is.
Do you know, have you seen Iron Chef America?
America? Did we watch an America version?
I think we watched at least one episode of America for Gas Cast. Maybe not,
Let
though.
Me look this. I swear I have looked up this exact name before.
Martin, you would know him. He was one of the double dragons. He was like Billy Dragon. I don't know which one he was. He was
How
like
do
the
I
blue
spell
one.
Spell this.
Mark, as you imagine. And then D-A.
Here he is.
C. Yeah. You know this guy. He's been in stuff.
Do I know this guy?
He was the chairman on Iron Chef America. He was the crow in the Crow the TV show. He was one of the Double Dragons in the Double Dragon movie with, I think, Scott Wolf.
Okay. I don't know. He's in John Wick 3.
He's in John Wick 3.
Which I haven't seen any of those, so that doesn't help me either.
John Wick movies rule. He was really good in John Wick 3. Anyway, all I'm saying is that I think she is like a main character in a movie called Agent Alien, and I feel like
I'm in.
Yeah. But also, we definitely need to watch this. This is like the Dino Thunder, or I guess the SPD version of the "It's coming," right?
Right.
God, that was so long ago. Yeah, I'm excited to check that out. I haven't heard about that, and someone mentioned it a while ago as it being like a lost episode. But I guess this gives it more context, and I think that makes more sense than it just being gone. So. But that's it for emails. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Cameron. Josh, do you want to jump in to Zundestruck Part 2?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's put a bow on it.
Yeah. So we start off with the Power. There's a previously on, but whatever. We start off with the Power Rangers coming in to Tommy's lab. It's destroyed. There's like a little thing that's got a camera in it. It's a black box, according to Haley, and it's got a camera.
When they, I have a question about this black box, but before that, when they first walk in, I think Kira is out in front and she's like, "What happened?" And Tommy just goes, "Oh, Elsa." It's like, she got me. She punked me.
I thought he was being like, "Oh no, where'd she go?" But maybe it was also like, "Dang, she got us."
Yeah, that's how I read it. I guess you could go either way with it.
Yeah. Haley grabs the little black box. There's a security footage. She plugs it in. They see Zeltrax blowing up the place and taking Elsa, like just carrying her out like a screaming toddler under her arm or under his arm. And then Mercer tries to blame himself. He's like, "Oh, this never would have happened." And before he can finish saying it, Trent and Tommy are like, "That, like, Mezogog did most of this. Like, don't, it's not you." He's like, "But still." And Tommy's like, "Shut up. This is between me and Smitty." Do you remember how Zeltrax is just Smitty?
He's just Smitty, and like, they just want to make sure we really remember that before the season ends.
They treat it like something that matters so much. He's just Smitty. We cut to like a alleyway somewhere where Zeltrax is threatening Elsa. By the way, I called her Anna last time. I'm just gonna call her Elsa this time because that is apparently her Christian name, because that's all anyone calls her. Last time she was like, "That's what he called me," and they're like, "That's what we're gonna call you too." And I'm like, that feels gross to me. But
yeah, maybe you should, when her memory comes back, maybe you should ask her what her name is.
See if she's got one that she came with, or maybe she's got a new one that she'd like to try out. Either way, maybe the one that the guy who kidnapped and turned her into an evil dominatrix, maybe don't keep calling her that one. So she's like, "Revenge isn't the answer," because she's still like, she's trying to get a personality back, but she's doesn't really have one yet. And he's like, "It doesn't matter." And then she's like, "Mezogog's dead. His whole thing blew up. That's what the Power Rangers can do. Do you think you can beat them after they did all that?"
Yeah, she says, like, they got that big truck gun that blew up the island.
Used a big truck. I don't think you can stand up to the big truck. Okay, we'll talk about it, but I think there would have been a really cool place to use the big truck later in the episode.
There's a couple really cool places to use the big truck. But instead, they sacrifice everything.
Yep. God, that I get it. We'll get there. We'll talk about it when we get there. So he's like, "I have something that Mezogog didn't have, an innocent bystander." And he grabs her, and then he summons up this big monster.
Hey, Hey, Mezogog did have that. He had Anton Mercer in the next room.
It was the same. It was exactly the same. Smitty, I hate to be the guy that has to tell you this, Smitty. You suck.
Smitty, you stupid.
You stupid. So he summons up this giant. I thought it was a monster. It's like a Megazord. It's like an evil Megazord.
He's like, they'll have to fight my Mega Battle Zord or whatever.
Yeah. And this is weird because he summons it. It's in the city. And then later he will resummon it into the city. So, okay.
Yeah, he just brought it in so he could show Elsa his cool new Zord that he built.
Yeah, I guess. There's like some Triptoids hanging out. He's like, I just want to impress my boys that I conscripted from a video game. How did they get more? They blew them all up with their dino gems like 10 episodes ago. Where do you keep going into Wizard Garfield the Wizard? I don't like the Triptoids. I don't like how they're here. They're fine. I don't like how they exist in this world.
They could have just used them.
They could have. Yes.
But I guess it doesn't make sense, like, why these digital guys are fighting for, like, a genetic dinosaur mutant man.
I mean, but even if he just said, like, here are my eyeball monsters. I'm a dinosaur. These are eyeballs.
Or
like,
even if you just said, because it's established that the Krusties are robots. So you could be like, oh, these are, we didn't put all the armor on these ones.
Yeah, they could be nude Krusties.
These are just naked Krusties.
What a terrible phrase naked Krusties is. So at this point, I was like, I guess they killed Mezogog off screen. Because honestly.
For a while, I was like, oh, he really did just go down with the ship, huh?
Yeah. So like, honestly, at this point, yeah, whatever. Go ahead. So
weird that Zeltrax is going to be the final battle. But that, yeah,
I thought that was where we were going. Honest to gosh.
End this with a big Smitty kill, but
with the big Smitty fight, I guess. We've been craving this for so long. He's so important to the mythos.
For the last 10 episodes, I just kept saying, "Where's Smitty?"
I think we said that once after we saw a clip of him in the clip show. We went, "Hey, wait, Smitty's not dead.
He didn't die."
So we haven't thought about him a lot. We cut to cyberspace. Cassie comes in. Her hair's a mess. And he's like, your hair's doing a lot right now. Devin's there. And she's like, well, your hair would be a mess, too, if you were pulling it out, trying to figure out who the Power Rangers are. And Devin's like, actually, you don't have to worry about another lock of your hair getting pulled out because I have this tape. But first, I gotta ask you something kind of serious. And then we cut away to Ethan coming back into line at the movies.
Why? Okay, here's the thing. The last thing we left on in the ruins of the lab,
yeah,
was Zeltrax is still out there, so I guess we still have to fight.
Yeah,
like we're not done yet.
Yeah,
and so Ethan's like, all right, I'm gonna leave.
He's like, counterpoint. There was a really cute girl at the movies, so and they're like, well, I guess we don't know where Zeltrax is.
Right.
So
we don't know how long until he pops up, even though a big robot just appeared downtown and disappeared a couple minutes
ago. Well, see, but they don't know that because all of their equipment is destroyed.
Oh, yeah. And they don't have the hotline.
No. So he goes back up to meet with Pretty Girl, who has a name. They never say it. But in the credits, as you noticed last time, she does have a name there. Her name's Angela.
Would have been nice for them to say that out loud at any time.
There was even a point where they introduced her and they could have said, this is Angela. It would have taken 1 second. It would have been very easy. But instead, they're like, you don't need to worry about her.
Angela's name and Haley's relationship cut for time.
Cut for time. So he gets there. The stormtrooper with the grapes on his head is there, and he looks at Ethan and is like, oh, Angela's gonna kick my ass if I don't let you back in line.
Yeah,
I guess.
Tries to like square up for a second and be like, no cutting, and then he's like, oh, but Angela will kick me in the nuts, so he moves out of the way.
So he just like skitters away, and she's like, hey, Sage is fine. He's like, oh, thank you so much. And then Zeltrax's big Zord pops in.
Big portal opens in the sky, and the whole city turns green. And
and she's like, what's that? And everyone starts panicking and running. And then we just kind of cut to Ethan somewhere else calling Tommy and be like, Dr. O, there's a big Zord monster downtown. We need to do something about it. He's like, all right, we'll be right there. And then so Ethan morphs. And this is, I think, the first time Ethan has done the morph call.
Yeah. I did notice he goes, Dino Thunder, power up. Ha. He's so his heart is not in the ha.
You know why? Because I don't think he has a lot of practice at it. Because I know Kira did it a lot. I know Connor did it a lot. Trent got a couple. Tommy got a bunch. I genuinely cannot remember a single time Ethan did it before now. So I'm sure he has to have, right? But like...
You would think so. I don't pay attention to that. Because that's not a stat that is on my radar, so...
It's not like a stat. It's just a thing that I like to keep, because I remember there being like a couple episodes, like the like Leader of the Whack, right? They do two morphs in that episode. One of them is Connor as Christian Hubicki being like, Dino Thunder, power up, ha. Like very like dorky. And then the other one is Kira doing her like ha with like the little hand. And I was like, dope, I want to get a really aggressive Ethan one too, if we could get that in here. We don't.
No.
And then I remember there being another episode. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was like an Ethan episode where he didn't do the morph call and like Connor did it. And I noticed that. It's just a weird thing I keep track of. Not like I was going to write it down or else I would know, but like it's just a thing that I keep in the front of my head. So he morphs. Everybody's like scattering. He morphs. He meets up with the rest of them. Just as Smitty blows up Mount Fuji with a laser.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Rangers, come fight me. I'm going to blow up the mountain that presumably all your Zords live in. It's the only mountain.
I mean, they live at the edge of the forest, because when they first found the Brachiosaur...
I'm sorry. I think I might be getting it mixed up with Dino Fury. They don't come bursting out of a mountain. They come riding in on the Brontosaurus. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's... That's my fault. Sorry.
Spoilers for Dino Fury. Now I know the Zords come from a mountain. How am I going to enjoy it now?
Yeah, they blast through the same... They, like, destroy the same mountain every time they get summoned.
That seems unsustainable.
Just like the Dragon Zord kept eating the same lighthouse. Like,
yep. Rip that
we
lighthouse.
We just rebuilt that.
He blows up the mountain. This is when... Oh, we cut away to that, and then when we cut back, Ethan's, like, off to the side telling Tommy, and then he morphs. That's the order of things. So they all meet up. There's some Triptoids there. They start fighting. Smitty's like, I got Elsa in here, so you can't blow me up. And they're like, dang, you're right, Smitty. And then Tommy goes, I'm just going to go get her. Y'all got the Zords? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, all right, cool. So Tommy just jumps up onto Smitty's Zord and sneaks in through a gun hole or something.
Just an exhaust pipe.
Yeah, I guess. There's just like a bunch of holes on the front of it that are like little tubes.
Because Smitty wants to lose, so he's like, I'll give him a bunch of ways in.
So he goes in. The others get the regular Megazord, and then they start fighting. They're fighting while Tommy goes in and is fighting Smitty, and they're kind of independent of each other. And then they're like, Trent, you stay here and take care of the Triptoids. He's like, yeah, this job is equally as important as everybody else's, I guess.
We won't see him, I don't think, fight the Triptoids. Just assume he takes care of them.
We see him run towards them, and then later we see him finish the last three. Here's the problem with this. When he says, Trent, can you handle the Triptoids? This is right after the Triptoids have thrown Trent to the ground. And that's when all five of them were fighting the Triptoids. So,
yeah.
I think Tommy wants Trent to die.
I don't think he likes Trent very much.
Not a lot. So they're fighting in the Zords. Kira's like, I'm going to go help Dr. O. So she jumps in the same little port to go help.
Out of nowhere, like Tommy, we do see him get knocked down by some Krusties in the thing, the Zord he's in. But he doesn't call for help or anything. And we just smash cut over to Kira being like, I'm going to go over there, actually. Like, you guys fight him. I'm going to go help Dr. O.
Yeah, there's not really a reason for it, because, like, she can't see in there. She doesn't know how he's doing.
No, she doesn't know what's going on. She just has a feeling that he shouldn't be in there by himself.
Yeah, but, like, here's the thing. I don't know how, because, like, this is Sentai and American footage. All the stuff inside Smitty's Zord with Smitty and Elsa and Tommy and Kira in a second is American footage. The Zord fight is obviously Sentai footage. So at some point, Yellow Ranger leaves.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do we do with that? But then, no, I guess, because there is Sentai footage of her climbing into to the other Zord. So I guess she just goes and helps, and they're like, well, we got to get from A to B.
I think it's because later on, her and Tommy also are fighting together, and that might be Sentai footage. And so maybe they were like, let's just team them up now. It's getting harder and harder to tell. So
I think there's a little bit of like a gloss on it. Like, it's like kind of like a little shinier.
I did I was watching for it in the last episode of Dino Thunder that I watched, and like there is just, it's just like just such a light touch darker when it goes to Sentai footage.
You mean Dino Fury or Dino Thunder? You said Dino Thunder. Okay.
Dino Fury. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the new stuff, because it's all HD. So
it's
like,
all HD, but it's just like, it's just like the white balance is just a little bit darker in the Sentai than it is over here. So
yeah, like I'm going to miss it. Like, completely honestly, I'm going to miss it when you cannot tell at all, because like the Sentai is using Japanese made 16 millimeter up until they switch over to digital. And like, we're using American either 8mm or 16mm. And like, they look different because they're made different. Like, they're not made, like, the process is the same, but like, when you make two things in different places from different people, like, they're going to be different. And like, I just like that little, like the graininess, the kind of dirt that's on the Sentai footage. Like, it gives it this nice texture. And like, that's going to be just gone at some point, and I'm going to miss it. So she goes over to help Tommy, and he's like, Ethan, I need you to get into the Mezzodon Megazord. And he's like, I thought you'd never ask. Finally, I get to drive the Triceratops. So he gets in there. They're doing the fight. Doesn't, like, who cares? We cut into Tommy, who gets to Zeltrax and Elsa.
And he's Zeltrax, like, in the Sentai, is he the big bad?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because I'm wondering, because this is like a Zord fight with Zeltrax, who's also in a Zord. So maybe the Zord he's in is just a monster.
Either that, or it's like a Zord, like when we see inside of it. Because like, we see inside of it, and there's some parts that I'm sure is Sentai footage.
I'm just trying to figure out, because if this is the end also of the Sentai season, then Trent should be good, and so he should be. He has a Megazord he could contribute to the fight. His Zords, spoilers, should still be fine.
His Zords are the only ones
didn't
around.
See them.
Yeah, and I think Trent did that on purpose. He's like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you use all the swords. Yeah, good idea.
Great idea.
I have two of them, but I'm not going to tell you that.
So he gets to Elsa and to Zeltrax, and he's like, I'm going to get her back from you, Smitty. And he's like, no, you're not. And then he goes to blast her, but then Kira like jumps in the way and like knocks the lightning out of the way.
Yeah, like blocks it with her sword.
It's pretty dope. So then she goes and gets Elsa. Kira saves Elsa. Zeltrax morphs into like that super mode that he has. And then Tommy and him stay in there while Kira and Elsa escape. And Tommy says, Smitty, don't do this. And Smitty's like, Smitty's dead. I'm just Zeltrax. And Tommy goes,
at one point, Elsa appealed to Smitty.
Yeah, I think that was earlier in the...
I think it's when they were in the alley.
In the alley, yeah. But everyone's trying to... And then, so this is all just because we know he was a human, that they're like, we got to make sure no one likes him. So when we kill him again, everyone's fine with it. Because he's like, Smitty's not in here. I'm just Zeltrax. And Tommy's like, I'll kill you again then. That's fine. And then he kills him again.
Yeah.
And Smitty dies.
Him and Kira team up, and they do like a jumping rainbow slash together. Yeah. And he blows up, and they turn and flex at the camera while Tommy's old best friend explodes in the background.
Explodes and dies again. So, but then the Zord doesn't stop because it's on autopilot, I guess. And we cut outside to like them fighting, and he's like, we're gonna escape now. Like, Tommy and Kira, like, we're gonna escape. And the Zord's like, I don't think so. And like,
no way.
It makes this like cloud thing that it's like this dark cloud with like green lightning. And then they're like, we don't know how to get out. This is before that they kill Smitty. And they're like, there's no way out, Connor, we need help. And so Connor rears back with the drill arm of the Megazord and punches through the chest of this thing to make a hole for them to leave through. And it's dope. It's radical, actually.
Yeah, it's like in the beginning of Lightspeed when they were using their Zords to like
punch through a wall to get into people.
Punch through
stuff, like,
yeah.
That's dope. That just rules. That's just very cool. So then he tries to reason with them. He's like, there's no Smitty. And they're like, okay, we'll just kill you. So they kill him. And then they leave. Zord's still going. And Connor's like, we're going to need all the Zords. We can't stop it. And I thought they were going to put together that weird big Megazord where, like, some of them become, like, knees and, like, ligaments and stuff.
Yeah. No, instead, all of the Zords just kind of line up and fire a big laser.
Yeah, they all line up and fire a big laser. They shoot to whoop, and it knocks this thing down, and then it Undertaker's right back up, and they're like, oh, what? We have to sacrifice the Zords then. And yeah, Tommy's like, that's the only thing left.
Yeah, he's like, the only thing we can do is blow all the Zords up on top of him at once.
No. What?
I don't think so. You have a big truck with a gun.
Where's your big gun truck? Call Haley. What's she doing?
You blew up the whole Mesogog Island from the shore with that big gun.
Yeah.
Just shoot this thing.
Yeah.
And if it pops back up, shoot it again.
Charge it up one more again. But they're like, nope, the only way to do it is to sacrifice. We've got it. And they're like, set him to auto-destruct. And they all group hug this Zord that has no pilot anymore. So it should be easy to... Yeah. Someone could go inside and maybe turn it off. Like,
just shut it down.
And they're like, nope. But then everything blows up. And Kira and Tommy are like, oh no, they didn't make it out. Oh God. And then we go to commercial. And we come back. And it's them unmorphed. They're looking around. They're like, where are they? They didn't make it out. And then Connor and Ethan, also unmorphed, like kind of hold, like helping each other stay upright. Or like... coming out of the fog.
Holding their ribs.
Yeah. And they're like, they're alive. Oh, yeah. And then they're like, hey, I can't believe all the Zords are gone. They're just like super gone forever. And they're like, yeah. And Connor's like, I can't believe it's over.
Yeah. And then they're like, Mesogog's dead. So I guess that it's all over, huh? And they're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Connor that's like, it can't just end.
And then Mesogog from off screen is like, it won't. So before we get to this, just real quick, I like that in universe, they're like, killing Smitty didn't seem like an end, right?
Yeah, like that was just Smitty. I don't feel like we accomplished much.
Yeah, all I did was blow up like 8 Zords, I guess 9 Zords minimum.
Yeah, and still it doesn't feel like the big win, you know?
Here's the thing. You could have had Trent put his Zords together to help. A third Megazord might have helped a lot. Maybe that Brachiosaur Zord could do something finally.
I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, Brachiosaur is going to form another like huge Megazord with all the other auxiliary Zords that they have. And it's going to just like boot this evil Zord into the ocean or something.
Would have been red. No, he just like blew up.
Just blew up with the rest of them except Trent's.
So maybe the Stegazord. I don't know if the Stegazord was in there, but the Dragazord, definitely not. That thing is still
definitely
out and about.
Not. And I was thinking too, because Mesogog just showed up. So I'm like, okay, they have to fight Mesogog. And I don't remember what he says, but he's like, I got enough power from the Dino Gems to complete my transformation. And I thought he was growing
Same.
From the way that they shot it.
He grew a little bit.
So Trent's Zords can come in and fight Giant Mesogog. And so we can have, like, Trent be important to the story.
Yeah, nope.
No.
So what happens is he kind of anamorphs into Mesogogosaurus Rex. And it's called the Meso Monster or the Mesogog Monster in the credits. I didn't really get a good look. They don't call it anything besides Meso Mess at some point, which is not good.
Dunked on him. That's like calling them powerless rangers. Right? You got him.
Got him, Connor. I just called him Gogosaurus Rex a couple times in my notes. But yeah, he absorbed enough Dino Gem energy that he turns into a big, ugly, half dinosaur, more dinosaur. Like he's got the posture of a dinosaur.
Like 80% dinosaur.
He looks like a dinosaur from the TV show Dinosaurs a little bit.
Yeah, but like a evil version.
Yeah. And so now they got to fight him. So they're like, all right, more time.
And his head is like vaguely the shape of Mesogog's head. Is this a monster from the Sentai? This has to be, right?
I don't think so. I don't think it is. I think they made this.
They created a whole monster suit for this?
I think they did.
No wonder we got 4 clip shows.
Right? I wonder where your budget went.
Yeah, because the head looks like Mesogog.
It's like Mesogog, but it's more dino-y. It's just like it's got the posture of a dinosaur and like a longer neck.
I feel like the neck is made out of a flimsy fishing pole because this head is just bobbing all around this whole fight.
It kind of dances. Tommy looks over at Elsa and is like, you should probably get out of here. And she's like, okay. And she like goes to get to safety. And they're like, Tommy's like, are y'all ready for one more battle?
Well, when she runs behind those big like concrete pipes that are always at construction sites.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cassidy and Devin are there filming.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. I thought,
yeah.
Look, we're going to get a payoff to it. So stay tuned. So they morph and they come out of morphing already Super Dino mode, and they have all their weapons. And I was like, okay, I like Super Dino mode. I like weapon fights. I'm excited for this. They fight the Gigantosaurus Rex. It's fine. It's kind of whatever.
It's they fight him Shredder style. It's all like one at a time. They try to take him down.
They try doing was like, what if we do Mook fights? What if we're the Mooks this time? And it doesn't work. At one point, he does throw a car at Kira, which is pretty cool. And she jumps over it and flips her wings out, and she's gonna swoop into him.
Yeah, they do also morph straight into Super Dino mode.
Yeah. So she runs over this car that gets thrown at her, goes to fly at him, and then just gets blasted out of the air. And I was like, oh, that sucked.
The explosion was behind her. Like, he missed her, but blew up something behind her. And that, like, I guess the wind pushed her feet out in front of her. And so she fell onto a bunch of bricks.
Yeah, the way the air pressure were in thermals, and it was not flight compatible at that point. So she just, like, falls down. And then Ethan pulls out his bike and, like, uses it to not really a big effect, but, like, doesn't get done dirty like Kira did. And then Connor's like, Triassic power all by himself. They don't have to give him their energy at all. He just goes Triassic. And then Muscle butts up, and then he does his, like, super soaker blast, and it blasts Mezagog back into rubble, and they're like, wow, Connor, I can't believe you did it with your cool muscle butt suit. They're all back to regular mode at this point. And they're like, yeah, I guess that's it. Connor just won with the muscle butt.
Yay.
And everyone's like, that was really cool. I wish I had toys of this I could buy, Connor.
But not that crappy hover cycle that didn't accomplish anything.
No, it didn't do anything. And Kira, you don't even get anything. Wingies don't even work.
You didn't even get to drive the truck.
She could have driven. So...
It shoots is yellow.
Right? It could have been. Look, we could have had something at least. So Mezagog bursts out of the rubble. He's not dead yet. And they're like, ah, beans, I thought we killed him with your cool muscle butt. If the muscle butt can't kill it, what can? And then he starts replicating. Like, he just like cellular divides into two Gigantosauruses and then four. Yeah. And they're like, I don't know how we're going to fight.
Twice. So now his evasion is times four. Also, his invasion, since he's trying to take over.
I think it accidentally did his invasion more than his evasion, because he does not evade the next attack, because they're like, oh, dang, how are we going to fight four of them? We could barely take on one. And what should have happened is the truck should have come in and run him over right then. Yeah. Burst through a wall, Mezagog. Yeah, boom, run his ass over with a big truck.
Big Mama Cool coming in.
She only cares about two things.
Rolls over four Mezomesses.
That would be so dope. I love what actually happens, but I wish the truck would have just hit him. That would have been a chef kiss. What happens is they go, all right, we got to use all our power. And I was like, what do you mean? Didn't you just do that? But no. And they touch their chest and they're like, Dino Jam power. And it summons up a spectral T-Rex that eats Mezagog.
Like their power swirls out of them. Like Scramble using Metronome, right? Yep. And this huge aura surrounds the five of them in a giant T-Rex, and it just bends down and eats the four Mezagogs.
It just hump, just chomps them right up. Num, num, num. I think it's cool.
It is cool. When I saw it was a big T-Rex, I'm like, that's pretty neat.
That's pretty cool. And then I was like, what's it going to do? Oh, it just ate Mezagog? That's pretty cool.
Doesn't matter how many there are. T-Rex can eat them all.
I wish this would have been something they alluded to at any... Because every time they use their Dino Gems, they just touch them and a thing happens. And, like, I get that. But they could have said, like, oh, the Dino Gems were powered up when he used them. Or, like, they could have done something to, like, right, kind of make this, like, a little more...
You can release the spirit of the dinosaurs from them.
Yeah, and like it's only a T-Rex because like Connor's in the front and he's the one who like says like Dino Jam energy.
Also, like if you're combining all the dinosaurs into like to make one it's of gonna the, be the strongest thing, it's gonna be the king. Yeah.
But I think it's cool. I think it just seems a little out of nowhere, but it's not, it's a little bit the we still have power. And then they do the finger blast, and that's the worst part of Ninja Storm. This is not quite that, but it like there's a part of me that's like, oh, it's a little bit like that. But it's, I think it's still cool because they made a giant T-Rex eat four monsters.
It's a little bit like that, but it's not like they just push him in a hole.
Yeah, they don't, I was really worried they were just, unless they pushed him in a tar pit. That would have been really funny, but they don't do that.
I am upset that we don't get to see the dino powers again. Like, they did use them in the last episode, so it's not like they were just forgotten.
Right.
They're like superpowers that they get when they're like,
yeah, all their stuff. And we didn't get to see Tommy or Trent in the last one because going invisible, both of you.
Yeah, and Trent also has super speed, but Connor already used that to catch the truck.
Yeah,
so.
And I think he only has super speed sometimes. I feel like
I don't think it's like a feature. I don't think his speed stat is very high. No. I think it's just an attack he can do.
Yeah, he does like this rush attack. But so that eats Mezagog, and then they power down, and their powers are gone now because they used it all up, yeah, turning it into a big T-Rex.
I feel like we went to commercial again, and we come back, and they're all like, man, I feel just, like, normal again.
Trent sounds like he has a cold. He's like, yeah, I feel normal. And I'm like, Trent, what happened, bud? Are you okay? You need some OJ? You need some OJ juice, man? And
eat a banana, drink some water.
And then Cassidy and Devin and Elsa come around the corner. And Cassidy's like, what's up, Power Rangers? And they're like, Cassidy, you figured it out.
Right. Connor's like, so you know, if I could morph, I would kill you.
I would have to kill you. And then Devin's like, well, I already knew, but I had to let her know. And then she's like, yeah, and then hugs him. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then she's like, so I have footage of you all morphing and doing battles and all that.
Yeah. She's like, I saw everything. It was awesome. You guys kicked Dino butt, and I got it all on tape.
So pretty great. And Tommy's like, do you know how terrible our lives would get if that got out? And she's like, yes, which is why I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, like, she's kind of like casual about it. She's like, oh yeah, of course, here, take the tape.
Like, yeah, she's like, oh, a reporter could make their career off of this tape, but like, I'm not gonna do that to my friends, like, especially not after everything you've done for the world, you know. So here you go. He just hands the tape over. They're like, and Kira's like, why? And she's like,
yeah, she's like, wait, you're Cassidy, right?
Like, and she's like, yeah, it's just, you know, it's the right thing to do. And I was like, hell yes, Cassidy is the right thing to do. And her and Devin are like, anyway, we gotta go get ready for prom. So, and then they walk away, and Kira's like, I thought they were never gonna get together. And I was like, I was hoping they would never get together, but they are cute together.
It is nice. I don't mind seeing it. I'll take it. I do like that, like, we didn't get much for Devin, but we did get to see Cassidy, like, date someone else for a couple episodes.
Right, yeah.
You know? So it's kind of like the star-crossed lovers, right? Like, they were always destined to end up together, but they had to take some steps along the way.
And there was stuff like Devin in the Ocean Alert episode. He, like, got to get CPR'd by that babe.
Oh,
and Cassie
right.
was a little jealous of that. So, like, the little setup parts are here, and I do like it. I wish they would have just been friends instead, but, like, they're cute together, so all's well that ends well, I guess. So then we cut from there to Carnival Prom, baby!
Whose prom was like this? There's a guy, the door guy is on stilts.
He's in stilts, and he's got a big mask hat, like helmet on.
And you have to go, you have to give him your ticket, and you have to walk by this big Ferris wheel, but instead of like being one you can ride, all
it's
the
just
seat
on
parts
fire.
Are just torches.
It's so rad. And they go inside just like a regular nice prom. Like, the prom theme is prom inside, but outside it's a carnival of hell, baby. It's twisted metal out here. Get ready.
My prom was in like an Elks club.
Mine was at like a,
I don't
like
even
a,
know
like
if
a,
that's a thing countrywide that anybody else knows about.
I don't know if it is.
It's just like, it's like any other
it's
lodge.
Like, yeah, it's like a Masonic lodge kind of thing. Mine was at like a banquet hall, like where you like have weddings and stuff. It was like a regular ass prom. Our theme
is in like a Greek temple.
It's straight up at the Parthenon or like it's wild. And so they go in, a limo pulls up. Sorry, we can't skip this. Limo pulls up and out steps. Is that Paris Hilton and Chris Angel? No, that's actually just Devin and Cassidy.
It's Devin and Cassidy.
Dressed like Paris Hilton and Chris Angel.
You know, you bring up Paris Hilton. This has nothing to do with Power Rangers, but I do have to point this out because, oh, what is her name? Ben Stiller's wife.
Christine Taylor.
Yes. was Melody on Hey Dude, right? And I watched a video this morning about Hey, like a retrospective review of Hey Dude.
About the worst show on Nickelodeon.
And apparently, despite everything else Christine Taylor has done in her career, Paris Hilton recognized her as Melody from Hey Dude. And
that's amazing.
I just think that's great.
Here's a secret about Paris Hilton. She actually rules. Like, she seems like a cool person. Like, the Paris Hilton that you think about was, like, mostly a performance of her, like, on a reality show, like, putting on a character. But, like, she's a good actress. Like, everything she's been in that I've seen, she's pretty good in.
I think I've only seen her act in, was it House of Wax?
She's in House of Wax. She's really good in House of Wax.
She wasn't bad in that.
She's in the second episode of Veronica Mars, and this is when she was, like, new, like, to acting. But she's pretty good in that. She was in Repo: The Genetic Opera, which is a terrible movie, but she was good in it. And she's been in other stuff, but, like, she's pretty good. Also, her song Stars Are Blind actually fucking rules. Like, that's a banger. I don't care what anybody says. And Cassidy loves her and dressed just like her going to a prom. And then Devin is literally dressed like Chris Angel. Like, he's got the same hair. He's got this guy's going to do magic in here is all I'm saying.
I also had to tell Latasha about Chris Gaines last night, which was Garth Brooks' rock star alter ego in 1999.
Do you know the story?
Who also looked like Chris Angel.
He looked a little... Well, I think Chris Angel saw Chris Gaines and went, oh, that's good. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
That's a look. The little soul patch and the hair over the one
eye. The weird emo hair. Do you know the story behind Chris Gaines? Like, why that came to be?
I don't. The little snippet I read was just like, he was super popular as a country singer and wanted to also be a rock star. So he made Chris Gaines.
I mean, that's only half true. The real reason is that there was a movie that was going to have a soundtrack by Chris Gaines, and Chris Gaines is going to be like a like featured character in the movie. So he made this whole soundtrack, and this performer as Garth Brooks, who is my favorite country singer. He did this whole thing as Chris Gaines, then they canceled the movie and left him looking like a real dip. So not a lot you can do. Like, the movie was like half filmed, and they just were like, nah, we don't want it anymore, I guess. He's like, but I already did like Time Magazine photo shoots as Chris. I'm going to look like a weirdo if you don't explain it. They're like, well, you're on your own, Garth. He's like, well, I have sold billions of records, so I guess I'll live with myself. Anyway, so they go into prom. They walk up and Haley's here and she's like, hey, thank you for what you did for the Rangers, and, you know, not ratting on them. And I forget what Cassidy says, but she's like, yeah, you know, we had other stuff to do anyway.
Yeah, she's like, she says something like, thank you on behalf of the prom committee for helping make the prom.
Yeah.
And then Haley says, thank you for helping the Rangers. And Cassidy says something of like, oh, I'm nice now because Devin hugged me or kissed me.
Yeah,
because
like we're dating, so like I'm good. So. And then Haley walks away and we never see her again.
Yeah, she's gone. Bye, Haley.
There's a big scene at the end where we see everybody else. Do not recall seeing Haley in it. Maybe she's in there and I didn't notice, but I think she's very pretty and probably would have noticed her.
We know now she has a trip to plan.
She's going to go to Europe. So she's real busy. So then we kind of, I do like the directing in this whole prom scene. It's like pretty dynamic. It's not like a lot of stiff shots. Like, they move the camera around a lot. It's pretty good. We walk over to Ethan playing his Game Boy SP.
He's playing Animal Crossing New Leaf on his Nintendo 3DS.
This is an SP. This is straight up an SP.
I thought it looked a little wide.
No, it was a Game Boy SP, and he's playing like Galaga on it or something.
He's playing Pokemon Emerald.
He's playing Emerald. Maybe he's playing Minish Cap.
Oh yeah,
that's a fun game.
Metroid Fusion.
Dude, Metroid Fusion rules.
That's the only Metroid I like to play because it tells me where I need to go.
Have you played Prime? Have you played any of the Primes?
I think I got halfway through the first Prime.
The first Prime's pretty good. Like,
liked it. I don't remember why I stopped, because I was a teenager and I was like, oh, I made it far enough.
Oh, no, that's like literally like my third favorite game of all time. But like, everyone's like, how are they going to do a Metroidvania in 3D? Like, it's not going to make any sense. And they're like, oh, we're going to make the map make sense, and we'll tell you where to go, and it's really easy to get around. And then they forgot how to do that in the second one, which is not easy to navigate. so he's playing his Game Boy. Connor comes up and reintroduces Ethan to Krista. This is her appearance. It wasn't the clip show. It's here.
Yes. Thank God she came back. And she's like, and Connor's like, hey, Ethan, you remember Krista? And Ethan's just like, she on the list?
Is she on the list? And so at first I was like, what? And then I was like, maybe he means the list of people we can tell we were Power Rangers. I was like, no, he definitely means like, is she allowed to be at the prom?
No, he means, is he on Connor's cute girl, funny girl, or rich girl list?
I forgot about the list.
Yeah, Connor has a list, has three separate lists.
I forgot.
And apparently Krista was not on any one of them.
And Connor's like, shut the hell up, Ethan. I'm a good person now. I'll kill you right now if she finds out about the
list. And then Ethan is like, oh, I remember the tree girl. Yeah, the tree girl.
And she's like, yeah, you can call me that, I guess.
And she's like, I'm going to go get punched because I don't want to talk to Ethan anymore.
Yeah, and so she goes over to get some drinks, and Connor and Ethan's like, the tree girl, huh? And Connor's like, it's what's on the inside that counts, man.
What does this imply?
This
that Chris is like some hideous monster?
She is gorgeous, like, and he's like, yeah, I know she looks like a pumpkin with warts on it, but like, you know, but she's nice inside. I'm like, no, she's also really pretty.
Yeah, she's nice, and she cares about the tree, even though she wears like witch outfits.
Look, witches like trees too.
But she's dressed very pretty. Has a very pretty prom dress on.
No, yeah, she's like a perfectly cute girl. And then I think what they're trying to be is like, Connor's turned over a new leaf so we can leave him in peace and we will not be worried about him being like a gross guy in college.
It's so funny that she gets downgraded all the way to the tree girl when the whole point of that episode was Connor had it for her bad.
Yeah. And like, Ethan was there when she was getting King Konged up a mountain by Zeltrax. Like,
yeah,
the tree girl is negging her, and I don't like it. So but then Ethan or Connor's like, what about you? I thought you were gonna go watch a dumb movie. You have enough to, you know, space monsters and stuff for one day? And he's like, no, actually, I thought about it. I just turned over a new leaf. And then up walks pretty ass Angela, who's also like, hey, here's a drink, baby. And they're dating now, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah, Ethan, get it. And then she's like, oh, you're Connor. Ethan told me a bunch about you. And he's like, okay. And like, immediately I'm like, where was Angela 14 episodes ago?
Right?
Like,
they should have set Angela up so long ago. I think that's my big thing. When we started this, you were like, I really like this. And I was like, you really liked it?
I did. I really liked it. And mostly it's because I'm a sucker.
My main problem with it is that the wrap-up is just so fast. It's like we're introducing and wrapping things up all in the same 20-minute episode.
The prom scene is a lot longer than, for example, the Ninja Rangers being graduated, you know.
I'll be real with you, when Mezigog showed up I was a little disappointed because I was like, this is gonna cut way into that prom time.
It's gonna cut into prom time. We could have got a lot more prom in here. Mezigog just would have died on the island like God intended. We could have called it Jurassic Park.
Yeah, well we have 10 minutes left of this episode. It's too late, so now. It's too late now.
Son of a bitch. Shut this down. Shut this all down.
Let's go back to episode one and try again.
Start over. We're going to lap this one. So she's like, yeah, I've heard a lot about you. And he's like, oh, dope. And he looks at Ethan like, nice job. And then she's like, oh, what about Kira? I'd also want to meet her. And they're like, oh, yeah, Kira's not here. She said she didn't have a date, so maybe she just blew it off.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. And then when, like, it cuts back to Connor and Ethan and Angela. I keep mixing up Connor and Ethan's names. I've been fine for most of the season. I don't know what happened all of a sudden. It cuts back to them, and we can see behind them, like, a stage that's, like, covered with a curtain. You can't see anything.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, Kira definitely isn't going to show up.
Look, they tricked me. Until Tommy was on the stage introducing the band, I was like...
Oh, you didn't realize it?
I was like, is Kira going to come in with Trent? But then, like, immediately when they're like, where's Kira? From the rafters, which is apparently a place you can hang out in this mausoleum they're in.
There's, like, a whole second floor that's, like, a balcony around the middle part. But then there's just, like, a whole second floor area that, like...
Yeah.
Parents can hang out at.
And I guess Trent just yells down, hey guys, and then the camera tilts up.
As I took this note, the camera like goes up onto this balcony, right? And I'm writing down like Trent is on the balcony, and my brain erased any connective tissue. It was like, camera go up, Trent there. Why Trent there? How they know Trent there? Why we go to Trent now? What happened? Literally cannot think of a single reason unless he's like, I don't know where Kira is. And they're like, oh, hey, what's up, Trent, up there?
Yeah, but he just yelled down to them. He said, hey.
Oh,
he
okay. Like, well, good enough, I guess.
From off screen, you just hear, hey, guys, and the camera goes up, and there's Trent and Dr. O hanging out.
So maybe for a second I was like, oh, is Kira and Trent going to come in now that they've summoned her Beetlegoose style? And then, but nope, we just go up to the rafters. And Sting's up there. And
Sting? Sting. Oh, Sting. Yes, the vigilante Sting.
Yes, you know Sting from TV.
Yeah, Every Breath You Take, Sting.
Yeah, that guy. No. Did you know that he has to pay Sting the wrestler so he can also be Sting? Sting is set for life. but anyway, so they look up and Trent's up there. He's hanging out with his dad and Tommy. What a cool day you're having, Trent.
He went to prom to hang out with the two old guys.
Oh, my God. The two old guys who were, like, kind of on a date. Not really, because I rewatched a tiny bit of the last episode, like, the end, so I could, because I wanted to see what Angela's name was, so I had to rewind a tiny bit. And when Tommy and Anton converse, I'm like, there's still a spark there. Like, there's still something here. So we go up there. Tommy's there.
You know what's really funny is before this season, on our All the Rangers Are Bi Except list, Tommy was an except. He's straight.
There was two people on that list. It was Tommy and Joel, and now it's just Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no heterosexual explanation for Tommy in this season. So he's like, Trent, what are you going to do next? What's up for you? He's like, oh, I'm going to art school in the fall. And I was like, hell yeah, that's pretty cool. And then he looks over.
Yeah, and then he asks Anton, he's like, is that okay with you that your son's going to art school?
He's like, are you cool with that? And he's like, yeah, I'm not a dinosaur anymore, so I'm pretty stoked. Whatever he wants to do. They're like, cool. And then what about you, Tommy? What you can do? He's like, oh, I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to teach, live the quiet life now, hopefully. And then Elsa comes in. Principal Elsa Randall, I guess is her Christian name, because they're still calling her Elsa.
Yeah. She comes in and she's like, are you sure? Because I hear the new principal is a real hard ass.
She says hard nose, but she wanted to say hard ass.
And now I am just like flabbergasted because Tommy went to the school board and said Elsa Randall is a space witch and she cannot be the principal anymore. And they hired her back.
And then she came down and was like, so I was possessed. And they're like, yeah, that makes enough sense. You can have your job back. And she's like, I'm going to be
in Power Rangers, California. So everything you said tracks.
What a great town name that would be. But yeah, they're like, yeah, that makes sense. You can have your job back. And she's also banging in this dress, in her chaperone dress, BT dubs. And then Anton's
was
like,
the
hey.
Short hair a wig?
Because I think
she
the short
has her
hair,
hair
was a wig.
Up and it's pulling on her scalp.
I think the short hair was a wig, which is probably why they changed it to a long hair wig as Elsa. So yeah. it would hide it better instead of like bunched up under that weird hair swim cap.
I think I did comment on how that made her head a weird shape, and it's probably because there was a lot of hair.
There was like a lot of hair under there. Yeah. So then Anton's like, hey, would you like to dance? Seems us between old friends too. And I was hoping he was talking to Tommy, but he's not. He's talking to Elsa. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's cute. I thought I was worried they were going to try to be like, and now Tommy and Elsa are going to get married. But
you know, they played into that at multiple different times throughout the season just so Anton could sweep her away.
They just parachute. Maybe there's going to be some sort of throuple situation.
Scoops her up and slides away on his butter shoes.
Butter shoes. And then Tommy's like, all right, I got to go. And they're like, Trent's like, are you leaving? Because you saw Anton go off with a girl. And Tommy's like, no, I got to go introduce the band. And I was like,
Tommy says, no, I have to go introduce the band. And I could not understand any of the words that came out of his mouth. I rewound it twice. And I was like, did he say I have to go to the restroom? And I rewound it. And I was like, nope, restroom is not one of those words. And then finally when I rewound it again and I was like, I still don't know what he said. So I just let it play. And then he was on the stage and I was like, oh, he's introducing the band.
He was marble mouthy. He's also marble mouthy in this speech, and he looks really unconfident. Like, his shoulders are slumped forward.
Well, yeah, because he's really on stage in front of a bunch of extras. So, like, he has to make a speech in front of a room full of people.
But he's like an actor. Like,
yeah, but I mean, most of the time it's just him, the crew, and like five other people.
He's on TV.
Yeah, but he's still Jason David Frank.
And this is before he like kind of seemed to have fully gone off the deep end into him being Jason David Frank. But so he's like, hey, this year was bad. Not a great year. And I was like, is he talking about 2020 or something?
This holds up today.
Like, you can still, it makes sense. He's like, but we all went through a lot and we all made it out alive. And that's the important part. And so I think we all deserve to do a little party. And here's the band, Kira Ford. And the curtains open and Kira comes out and she looks great. It's definitely what Avril Lavigne would wear to prom, but it looks really good. And she starts singing.
Her hair. Did you see her hair?
Did I perceive her hair? Yes. Take in what her hair was doing? Hard to say.
It is crimped nines. It is crimped so much that it looks like an M.C. Escher painting on her head.
There is the first shot of her when it's a close up. Like, I'm like, her hair is crimped. How many different ways is it crimped? It's hard to tell.
It's like there's different layers. Like, there's some of the top layer that's crimped, and then like the middle layer, there's some curling, but still some crimping, and then and the bottom also has some crimping.
And then like the other side comes out. Yeah,
that's like she curled the other side and swooped it over. So there's just it's a lot. It's like the Wister on ramps on that head. It's just the road's going everywhere. It's a very specific joke.
Local jokes get local work, Josh, but that was very good. But so she sings her song. She sings her nice little song. I didn't write down any lyrics to it, but it was nice. It sounded pretty nice.
Her song is about how, like, love will, like, set you right and make you good. And so her song's about Devin and Cassidy, I think.
You're not wrong. It's not about Power Rangers, I'll tell you that.
No.
But she's doing the song, and then everyone's in the crowd, and they're like, yeah. Trent's like, yeah, woo. Like, doing the, like, Arsenio Hall dog pound.
I feel like
arms.
Angela looks at Ethan and is like, that's your friend? Nice.
Cool friend. And everyone's, like, kind of, they're, like, dancing a little bit. Anton and Elsa are, like, dancing, and that's pretty cute. And then we get this, like, montage of just, like, the Power Rangers, like, here's their first appearance, and here's them later, and here's them laughing together, and, like, I teared up a little bit. It was nice.
I did like the flashback montage, because it really, like, it bookends the seasons. Like, here's all the stuff that happened to them, like, throughout the series, and here's how they grew, and, like, some of the checkpoints of their character arcs.
Yeah,
and stuff,
I missed a lot,
know?
But, you know.
This night, you guys, I don't feel like we get that a lot. Usually it's just like, oh, it's over. See you next time.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was like, hey, you guys want to be teachers? And they're like, yeah, we guess. It's like, bum, 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 ninja storm.
Blake is like, no way.
No, I'm going to go motorcycle. Then it comes back out. Everyone's like losing their minds. They're really happy. I'm loving it. They're loving it. Then it cuts to a freeze frame of the three original Rangers from, I think, the end of Drawn Into Danger, just like smiling and laughing when they're at cyberspace, and it freeze frames on them, and then it fades out. And that's the end of Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, you started.
I did.
So I get to pick the first best. And it's tough, because on the one hand, I did cry a little bit during this little end montage scene. I thought it was really nice. I liked the prom, which would have been longer, but I liked the prom scene. On the other hand, Connor did punch into a Zord.
To make an emergency exit.
To make an emergency exit for his friends, and that was pretty awesome. And then on a third hand, and I don't know where it came from. I don't know where I got this third hand, but on this third hand, a spectral ghost dinosaur did eat Mezogog at the end. That is also pretty cool. I think I'm gonna give it to the prom scene.
That's what I was gonna say too. I'm gonna best the prom.
Because the prom, it was really
everything
nice.
After the stilt and Ferris wheel. Because that stuff was really weird to me. Because Reefside didn't strike me as a carnival prom town.
No, it doesn't
town.
Seem like a carny town. Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's weird. So the weirdest part about that is you go in and like so the outside prom theme is the the amusement park island from Scooby-Doo the movie. Like if Outkast's Land of a Million Drums was playing, I would be like, this makes perfect sense, right? You go inside, and the prom theme inside is a nice prom.
It's a nice prom. It's just, it's decorated, but not in any thematic way.
Yeah.
It's just fancy.
Connor's in, like, a tux with, like, a red bow tie.
He's got his hair slicked back, but it's also kind of, like, pomped up in the front.
He looks nice. Trent does look a little, he's just wearing like a shirt with a undone bow tie. Like he's already had a party.
He didn't do anything special with his hair. He just like put this suit mostly on and came to prom.
And I kind of like it. Ethan has no tie, which I think is a good look.
He has an earring in too.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice him wearing it any other point in the season. But yeah, in his left ear, he's got like a little bling on.
The only time I noticed him doing that was in that fashion montage before his date with Cassidy. And I don't think they kept it after that. But I think Angela was like, oh, you have an earring hole. You should put something in there. He's like, absolutely, I will for you, Angela. You're very pretty and apparently scare a lot of dorks. And I'm into that.
Yeah. I am a dork, but I am not scared.
But I'm not I'm scared, but in a sexy way. Devin was dressed like Chris Angel.
Does she go to their school?
She's gotta, right?
She's at their prom, unless he bought like a guest ticket, you never be too sure, I guess.
You never know. It's cheaper to buy two than it is to buy one most of the time. So, which I think sucks. Just in general, I liked it a lot. The camera movement was really fun too. Like they like played with the multiple levels, which was really nice. Kira's song was pretty. The montage made me cry. I just liked the prom. Prom's the best. The worst. I don't know what to worst. Like, I have a couple options, but like, I'm trying to think if there's anything in the episode because my worst is the thing that didn't happen.
Yeah, the only thing I yelled at was when Ethan went back to the movie line after they were like, we still have to find and defeat Zeltrax.
Yeah, that's a little stupid. I think they just wanted us to remember Angela because it had been a week since the last episode aired. So I think I'm going to worst Angela not showing up 20 episodes ago.
What's worst? Angela not being a recurring character up till this point. No, I'm going to worst them opting to destroy all their Zords before they try to shoot it with the big truck laser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, that is the worst.
Because Tommy at this point is like, okay, we have one monster left and it's Zeltrax. So let's just throw everything we have at it because we don't have to worry about it after this. And then he dies and then Mezigog shows up and Tommy again is like, well, let's sacrifice everything we've got left.
Throw it all in the garbage.
To kill Mezigog.
Which is
weird. Because I don't want to be a Power Ranger anymore. I've done this 5 times.
I'm over. I'm old now. My back hurts from doing Power Rangers. I think that is the worst because like Trent's Zords were still available. They could have they didn't even do the super duper Megazord that they have. Like they could have done.
Did they only use that the one time?
They use it twice, I think.
What a waste. There's too many Zords.
Too many Zords.
Every Ranger should just have one.
Yeah, like one and then like maybe an upgrade Megazord halfway through the season, you know? Like I'm fine with that.
We need a back to basics. We need a Power Rangers back to basics.
We do. It's never going to happen because they don't understand that you can do that, and the Sentais just keep trying to one up themselves.
Yeah, well, that's because every time they have to sell more toys,
they
got to
sell more and more toys.
It's just like every year Walmart has to somehow make more money, exponentially every year than it did the year before.
Yeah, same with Target. Or like inventories, like we better do better than last year. It's like, well, I don't think that's going to happen every year.
I mean, I think it would be fine. Last year was fine, so I think it would be okay if we did the same.
Yeah, we could try the same. And last year, actually, a lot of people were staying inside their houses, so maybe theft was down because of that. And also, people bought out the toilet paper for like 2 months. So that is going to... that's going to mess with our margins next year. Do you think? And they're like, no, we're not going to worry about it. We're just going to blame you later when it doesn't match up.
Yeah, we're going to cut your hours because we didn't sell as much toilet paper this year as we did last year.
Yep. Ba-dum-bum. But yeah, I'm also worse than them, just throwing everything, just blowing everything up, literally.
Just burning down the castle because there's no more wars to fight. Also, like, you can still live in your nice castle.
You still probably have a castle just in case, like, because they don't know that the Power Rangers are going to be a different season next year. Like,
this is like a prequel to what might be a worse next season in the crossover when they suddenly can morph again.
When they just have their powers again? Because
they very clearly were like, these gems are just rocks now. Tommy says they belong in a museum.
Tommy's like, they would look cool in a museum, and literally that's all they can do. MVP. Who did it the best? I think I'm going to give it to Cassidy. Kind of a dark horse, but I think I'm going to give it to Cassidy. I also want to give it to Kira because her song was really nice, but...
Part of me wants to give it to Kira because she went to help Tommy.
And oh, she did help.
She did help Tommy kill Zeltrax.
And that block that she did that, like, saved Tommy was really cool.
Yeah, she got to perform a cool song at the end, and she didn't, like, need no man.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I don't know. I'd still wish they didn't forget that they set up a whole thing with that.
When in the Twilight episode... When Trent's like, I'm an evil White Ranger. I'm too dangerous to be around. We can't date. Kira's like, okay, I've moved on. immediately she's like,
yeah,
right.
You're right. I don't want to date you anymore anyway.
Yeah, good call.
We'll study sometimes and hang out, but we won't be going out.
And I'll tell you about boys that I like when I see them and they're cute and I don't know where they're from. And he's like, yeah, that's cool. It seems like this is a good transaction we can do. I think I'm gonna MVP Kira.
Yeah, I think I am also gonna give it to Kira. One last MVP.
Yeah.
For Kira Ford.
A runner-up to Cassidy Cornell.
The only thing with Cassidy is that, like, her heart grew three sizes because a boy asked her out.
Yeah.
But there's a boy that, like, she only showed that maybe she was interested in one time in 38 episodes.
There was a Leader of the Whack when they kissed, and they were like, oh, no, what are we doing? But it was like, that's your inner self. That's right. Your true self wants to kiss. You know how, like, your true self has acne? It also wants to kiss Devin. And she's like, one of these things makes more sense than the other one, but I'm going to go with it. But yeah, I think Kira for MVP. Now, we got to rank it.
Now we rank it.
We rank the final two-part episode.
I don't think it was awesome, but it was pretty good.
I think it's the top half. Bare minimum. I think it is the top half. I think the last episode, I don't remember coming out of it having a lot of strong feelings one way or the other, but I don't think that necessarily brings it up or down.
I remember I was mad at the last episode.
You were coming into it, yes.
Because they made a lot of dumb decisions, and it was just like, I don't know, we have to drive the truck through the portal instead of just
But then we got that real cool fight out of it. So
we did get the cool fight. Let's just start with Bully for Ethan. Is the finale top 10 or no?
I think so.
I think so too. I agree. So we'll jump it to this might be jumping too far. Number four is Day of the Dino, which is the premiere.
It's not better than that. It's not better than that.
Yeah. Okay. The Missing Bone. I don't think it's better than Evil Kira.
I don't think it's better than that either. A Ranger exclusive. I remember liking, that's the one where Cassidy got the footage of, like, them fighting the Jupiter monster. I feel like that was that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was pretty good. I like Diva in Distress a lot, too. So
White Thunder?
Yeah. So I think I do like it better than White Thunder, but I'm not 100% sure. Because all I can remember right now is the old granny boy that threw the Lost Boys food at Cassidy and Devin.
Right, and that didn't come around and tie into the episode in any way. It was just a dunk on Devin and Cassidy.
Yeah, it was just to be like, you both suck.
Well, the White Thunder was when Trent got the White Ranger power, right?
Yeah.
Like, he followed Anton onto the ship and got tricked into putting on the bracelet with the gem in it.
Yeah, and then, like, wrecked the Power Rangers in, like, a lot of really cool ways. It's either above it or below it.
I think I can put it above it because the Devin and Cassidy subplot in this,
even though
it's a little sparse, maybe we could have seen him ask the question.
Well, see, I mean,
we didn't need to see her answer, but if he was like, I just have to ask you, like, would you go to prom with me? And then it, like, cuts to her with like kind of, with an expression on her face,
right? And then
like
the next
you can't
time
read one
them,
way or the other, and then yeah. it cuts away.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But...
would have been good. Instead, all of that happens off screen. But I will take that over old granny children throwing trash at them.
Don't you believe in the heart of the children? And then they throw like literal the food from it's Hook like... at them. So coming in at number 8, Thunderstruck. I forgot the D, but thankfully autocorrect had me this time. Not Thunderstruck.
Thunerstruck.
Thunerstruck. Two-parter. and that's it.
Yeah.
That is it for Power Rangers Dinosaur Thunder Lizards. Do we usually do like a wrap-up now, or do we wait for like Q&A for that?
I mean, I don't think there's anything else for us to say. I think we aired everything.
Yeah. So...
unless you had any final thoughts.
I mean, I have final thoughts, but I don't think it's nothing we haven't already said a bunch anyway. Like, I wish there was more time with them as teens, but I want that every season, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I wish that Tommy wasn't a Power Ranger, but I want that a lot, especially this season. But, like...
mm-hmm. Yeah, we've said that multiple times.
100 times, you know? I liked the prom, which was kind of, like, giving me everything I wanted for the end, because at the end of the last one, I was like, if they don't go to prom, I'm going to... flip my cookies.
I just wish we had 3 more minutes of prom. I wish we could have seen a nice slow dance with everybody.
That would slow dance would have been nice. Also, like Kira singing a slow dance would have like a ballad would have been fun.
Yeah,
like that would have been good.
You know, you come out and you rock them to get the blood pumping, and then you slow it all down and get all those teenagers close to each other.
Get them close, not too close. Leave some room for Jesus, but you know, close enough.
And you could have Haley splitting them up.
Yeah, no grinding. That was a big thing at my prom. No grinding.
You're on the Disney Channel. No grinding.
You can't grind on Disney Channel. Nobody showed up super drunk to their prom, so I don't think it's like... it's not like accurate
well,
to how
no,
proms
are. With
the
Ferris wheel outside, it's not a very realistic prom.
No. The Ferris wheel is just on fire. Like, it's not... you can't sit in it.
I can't stop thinking about this fucking Ferris wheel.
Oh boy. Anyway, I don't think I have any final thoughts on it. I mean, we'll probably say more about it in the Morphies. So send in your Morphie categories, use the hashtag Morphies. You send in the categories, we give them awards. Start sending those in now so we're not blindsided by it in 4 weeks or whenever when we gotta record it. For bonus episode stuff, we're doing a Q&A next because we always do that. We're definitely watching another fan film. That's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about that. What else? I have a couple. I wrote some ideas down. We'll talk about it off.
What? Elsa?
Ooh, da-na, da-na, da-na. I wrote a couple ideas. Like, I had some ideas earlier in the season where I was like, oh, this would be a good idea for a bonus episode. And then I wrote that down, and I've forgotten them, but I did write them down. So I have some ideas I need to find.
I don't have all the staples. That's all I've got to offer.
All the classics. We're definitely going to watch Agent Alien because... Billy Zane's in it.
Yeah.
And Emma Lahana is like fourth build. Like she's like a main character. Like she's like the human character that the agent aliens are fighting about or around or whatever. And I'm excited. So
are you saying agent like special agent or ancient
yes.
as in really old?
No, like agent. Like, okay. Like this alien is
that's what,
agent.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's on I looked it up. It's on Amazon Prime, which we both have, so we can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone else has any ideas for bonuses that you'd like to hear, send them to us. Don't be sad if we don't use them, but we like the options. So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to do it for us for today and for Dino Thunder. We'll see you next week with a Q&A. But until then,
may the power protect you. And today we're watching episode 535, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 38.
I messed up. It's 534. I don't know why I said 535. That's on me.
Power Rangers SPD, episode 1.
Starting today.